This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today I am here with Johnson Sandville, the inventor and co-founder of Domino Inc. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're such a phenomenal stakeholder. You're making a big splash here at the center. Everyone is excited about your technology, your intellectual patents that you have. You are really just going to higher heights when it comes to consumer electronics. You're getting ready to hit that show. And I heard that you were one of four people who will actually be featured at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Correct.
This January as an African-American inventor. So I'm excited to speak with you today. But first, I want to know, how did you get into the entrepreneurial space, and how did your business, Domino, come to be?
Went ahead and took the untraditional route, people would like to say. So first off, let me start off with, I am not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people want to ask that question. I do have a degree in international business, but that's about it. Had an idea. It started with the whole, you know, back in the day with the Mike Brown thing. But outside of that, it was just me trying to videotape something and getting frustrated at my cell phone not being able to be propped up.
Mm-hmm.
So got upset. Was like, hey, why can't the camera come off? And from there, started looking into it and had the idea, the picture in my head, and did some research. And here we are a couple of years later, and we have a patent. And we're going to CES in Las Vegas. Yes.
So you got started in about 2019, you shared
Correct.
With me. And like you said, it was an accident in the sense of I wanted to make my cell phone work. And
Correct.
So as usual, there was a problem. And as an entrepreneur, you wanted to set out and solve it.
Yes.
And so tell the people, because the people are listening. So I got the experience, Domino. Mm-hmm. But what is the actual technology? What is it like? How does someone use a Domino with their phone?
So Domino, basically, everybody has obviously a cell phone, and you have a cell phone case to protect your cell phone. So all we did is we basically took the cell phone case and added a camera to it. So now you have a camera with your cell phone case. No matter where you go, you can actually remove the camera off the cell phone case and actually prop it anywhere in the room and still have your cell phone in your hand and use it as a monitor, use it for recording. You can actually use your phone for recording also and get two different angles at the same time. It actually does audio and visual, and it actually does come with an accessory necklace where you can actually pin it on your person. So just in case you want to use it and put it on yourself, you know, for safety reasons and things of that nature. And if you want to do videos and you're a content creator, hey, you have new editing tools, different ways of doing it. Yeah, it's simple.
I love this, being able to have just a different angle, a different perspective from what your cell phone typically has, because we can do selfies, you can prop it up, like you said, or you
Correct.
Might have that stick that no one ever carries around
Correct.
Anymore because you break them, you leave them in the car, we've got that big ring light, like those apparatuses are just really, believe it or not, dated. They don't work as much. So I love that the solution, especially for me as a content creator, I see how beneficial it can be. And there's so many other industries where it might be beneficial, such as nurses working in ER and police officers
Correct.
And security officers at different locations can now have this almost like body cam
Correct.
Type deal. So it's not just attached to your cell phone, but with that necklace, like you said, it can be on your person. So it really does create so many different vision points and monitoring and perspectives for how you create your content. So I want to talk a little bit more about just your unique journey. And I know that there had to be some challenges when you were going through this process.
Yep.
So let's talk with our listeners about some of the challenges that you overcame on this journey.
The main thing was getting started, overcoming my self-doubt, going through the process that I'm pretty sure a lot of people go through of how am I going to make this work? This is a great idea, but how am I going to find the financing behind it? Again, I'm not an engineer, so this doesn't make any sense, but it was something that I saw clearly in my head. So, tell you the truth, God worked it out to get to this point. But it was the main thing was getting over my self-doubt and actually getting over that hump of getting started. And then from there, going through the process of trying to find finances, trying to put it together, trying to bring this whole product to life.
Well, it's always ups and downs. Correct. On the journey. And I hear you when you say just overcoming self-doubt. I think a lot of entrepreneurs will tell you that confidence is the key to being able to get out here and to champion for yourself, advocate for your business. Mm-hmm. Was there anything significant, just like that real big hurdle that you might have encountered on this journey? I know a lot of people talk about how hard it is to sometimes get a patent through. How did you overcome something that might have seemed insurmountable?
One of the first things that hit me was the patent. So we went ahead and I put in for the patent, and the first time got rejected. And us not knowing how patent work and, you know, the whole system behind it, I kind of fell back. I was like, oh man, they rejected me, and that's it. So I got with the lawyer, and the lawyer explained to me, hey, they rejected you. That's part of the process. You know, they gave you like 8 different cameras, but none of them are a camera with a cell phone case. So that's totally different. So I would go ahead and resubmit and go from there. And I listened to them and resubmitted, and we got the patent. And from the point of seeing that patent certificate, brought my mind to a whole new level. And that's when I started saying, hey, okay, this can be done. And then from there, just started trucking along little by little until, you know, we got it to where it's at right now, because it was hideous at the beginning. You know, I don't draw, you know, mm-hmm. I don't have none of that. So mm-hmm. trust me, if you have something in your mind, you can definitely make it a reality. But that was one of the main hurdles. And then obviously financing. Mm-hmm. So we can get into that, but...
Yeah. Yes, we will. So before we get into the financing, because everybody always wants to talk about the money mm-hmm. and the capital that it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. First, you had to come up with a team. I met one of your teammates, Demita.
Yes.
How do you really decide when your business is ready for a team? And how are you going about selecting and nurturing the right talent for this company, the startup that you're building?
To be honest, it started off with having a great support system at the beginning. I actually have Kenny, which is a good friend of mine's, Will B, which is a co-partner from Black Violin. And then I have Marcus also, which is a co-founder. But having that team around us at the beginning and then entrusting them to also find talent. You know, so Kenny found DJ, which is Demita, and then he brought her to us. But she's been watching the Domino from before it was Domino. It was just one big bulky looking funny thing. And he brought her, and then we sat down. And one of the things that I look for is the energy. So when I sit down and I explain to you about Domino and you take it and run with it, then we have something there because that means that you see the vision, right? At the end of the day, we're not worrying about the dollar amounts, how much money we're going to make. We're trying to change the world, which we will change the world, right? So nurturing the talent is letting them do what you hired them to do at the end of the day and knowing that they see the vision and they know where we're trying to go with this. So making sure you give them what they need, they have the support, and just nurturing that talent behind it as far as making sure that I'm always available for them and whatever they need.
I love that. Now, it is always vital to have financing. Yes. Financing can be a significant hurdle for entrepreneurs.
Correct.
So how did you go about securing funding for your business? And what advice would you give to someone who's looking to raise capital?
Okay, so let's start with this. If you're going down this route, let God deal with that part.
That's a word.
Yeah, let God deal with that part, because numbers tend to scare us. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it scared me at the beginning, right? It scared me, but the vision was bigger than the dollar amount, you know? So with that being said, I had to entrust that it'll be figured out. And all I gotta do is just start and let God figure out the finance part. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't have the funding for it. When they told us it was over 300 something thousand, like, oh, yeah, that's not gonna happen. But here we are, and it's happening. So with that being said, bootstrapping was very important. You know, I had a property management company that I was doing on the side. My background's in physical security, which I was a director of security for Lazada, SCAD University, and things of that nature. So I had a job doing Uber and Lyft on the side. Wherever I can, I was just doing what we need to do. And then my partner, you know, he's an artist, so he put in some funding. Then we got our third partner. He does prosthetic legs and things of that nature, so he chipped in. And the engineers that we have, a great group of engineers, when we got to a point where, like, man, we're dried out, we won't have no more, they were like, you know, we love the project, so let's see what we can work out. So they put us on a payment plan, and they helped us out from there, you know, and you worked out a little percentage for them and stuff like that. So we found loopholes and ways of getting it done, but we started.
Amen.
Now, people are going to ask how they purchase your product. They're going to say, I need Domino. I want better angles.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Tell the people, you know, how do they get involved? I know you're a pre-revenue company. So
correct.
If someone's interested, how do they get in touch with you?
Actually, the first week of January, we will begin with writing and releasing all this information so everybody can have a better understanding of how you can purchase it. But we will start pre-sale prior to CES. We actually just partnered up with Kickstarter, so we're going to use that as a launching pad to actually go into pre-sales. So Rice will have all the information, all the exclusive for everybody. But right now you can go to mydomino.com, which is MYDOMONO.com, and you can subscribe, and we'll go ahead and keep everybody in touch. If you're a Rice stakeholder, you will have that information coming to you, and you'll probably pretty much find us at Rice all the time. You'll see somebody with a Domino shirt on or something. Mm-hmm. Either DJ, Mouse, everybody knows Mouse. He's part of Domino. So trust me, you'll be able to find us, but definitely subscribe to our page, and we'll keep you in touch and, you know, reach out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, I ask this question to all of our guests as well. You are a Rice stakeholder, always hanging out here at the Russell Center. Tell us, what has the benefit, the value been for you, for Domino, being a Rice stakeholder?
Well, let me start off by thanking Shakiri Moran, Stan Pearson. Those two have been one of the two guys that has helped me come out of my shell and to be able to do what I need to do at Rice. Rice is actually helping and partnering us to actually get to CES, you know, again, the funding part, you know, so it was good that we were with Rice to help with that situation also. And the connections and the people that we've met at Rice has been a tremendous help, currently and before, you know, so we're looking to grow with Rice. Wonderful place to be. Very excited for the future and changing the world as we know it. So Rice, I really appreciate it, but definitely you will meet some wonderful people here at Rice, especially with Ashley. As you can see, I'm on the radio talking, you know. A couple of years ago, you wouldn't get me to do this, but now here I am.
Well, thanks to Stan. That's the connections.
Yep.
He's a stakeholder here at the Russell Center
is.
That teaches people about vocal coaching. He's a business strategist.
That's
he
right.
helps people with their speaking and getting speaking engagements. So I think that is an amazing connection, and the collaborations and connections that happen here.
Correct.
We call them collisions.
Collisions,
they happen
definitely.
On a regular basis. You just never know who's going to be at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs.
You're right about that.
So thank you so much, Johnson, for being here today and just having this conversation with me. As always, the insights that our listeners get to gain from just hearing your stories, they're inspiring. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here. Glad to be here. And then, you know, just let me know whenever you guys need anything. We're here to help.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in to another Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott. And for information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.